I'm as well acquainted here as I was in our house of profession. One would think it were Mistress Overdone's own house. There'd be many of her old customers. First is young Master Rash. He's in for a commodity of brown paper and old ginger. 97 pounds, of which he made 5 marks ready money. Marry then, ginger was not much in request, for the old women were all dead. Then is there here one Master Caper, at the suit of Master Threepile the Mercer, for some 4 suits of peach-coloured satin, which now pitches him a beggar. Then have we here young Dizzy, and young Master Deep Vow, and Master Copperspur, and Master Starve Lackey, the Rapier and Dagger Man, and young Drophair, that killed Lusty Pudding, and Master Forthlight the Tilter, and brave Master Shooty, the Great Traveller, and Wild Arfcan, that stabbed Potts. And I think, 40 more, all great doers in our trade, and are now for the Lord's sake.
Sirrah, bring Barnardine hither.
Master Barnardine, you must rise and be hanged, Master Barnardine!
What ho, Barnardine?
A pox on your throats, who makes that noise there? What are you?
Your friend, sir, the hangman! You must be so good, sir, as to rise and be put to death.
Away, rogue, away, I'm sleepy.
Tell him he must awake, and that quickly, too.
Pray, Master Barnardine, awake till you're executed and sleep afterward.
Go in to him and fetch him out.
He's coming, sir, he's coming. I hear his straw rustle.
Is the axe upon the block, sirrah?
Very ready, sir.
How now, Borson? What's the news with you?
Truly, sir, I would desire you to clap into your prayers. For look you, the warrant's come.
You rogue, I've been drinking all night. I'm not fitted for it.
Oh, the better, sir, for he that drinks all night and his hang betimes in the morning may sleep the sounder all the next day.
Look you, sir, here comes your ghostly father. Do we just now think you?
Sir, induced by my charity and hearing how hastily you are to depart, I am come to advise you, comfort you, and pray with you.
Friar, not I. I've been drinking hard all night, and will have more time to prepare me, or they shall beat out my brains with billets. I will not consent to die this day, that's certain.
Oh, sir, you must, and therefore I beseech you, look forward to the journey you shall go.
I swear I will not die today for any man's persuasion.
But hear you.
Not a word. If you have anything to say to me, come to my ward, for thence will not I today.
Unfit to live or die, oh, gravel heart. After him, fellows, and bring him to the block.
Now, sir, how do you find the prisoner?
A creature unprepared, unmeet for death. And to transport him in the mind he is were damnable.
Here in the prison, father, there died this morning of a cruel fever one Ragozine, a most notorious pirate, a man of Claudio's years, his beard and head just of his colour. What if we do omit this reprobate till he were well inclined, and satisfy the deputy with the visage of Ragozine, more like to Claudio?
Oh, it is an accident that heaven provides. Dispatch it presently. The hour draws on, prefixed by Angelo. See this be done, and sent according to command, whilst I persuade this rude wretch willingly to die.
This shall be done, good father, presently. But Barnardine must die this afternoon. And how shall we continue Claudio to save me from the danger that might come if he were known alive?
Let this be done. Put them in secret holes, both Barnardine and Claudio. Ere twice the sun hath made his journal greeting to the under generation, you shall find your safety manifested.
I am your free dependent.
Quick, dispatch and send the head to Angelo. Now will I write letters to Angelo, the provost he shall bear them, whose contents shall witness to him I am near at home, and that by great injunctions I am bound to enter publicly. Him I'll desire to meet me at the consecrated font a league below the city, and from thence, by cold gradation and well-balanced form, We shall proceed with Angelo.
Here is the head. I'll carry it myself.
Convenient is it. Make swift return, for I would commune with you of such things that want no ear but yours.
I'll make all speed.
Peace, oh, be here.
The tongue of Isabel. She's come to know if yet her brother's pardon be come hither. But I will keep her ignorant of her good to make her heavenly comforts of despair when it is least expected.
Oh, by your leave.
Good morning to you, fair and gracious daughter.
The better given me by so holy a man. Hath yet the deputy sent my brother's pardon?
He hath released him, Isabel, from the world. His head is off and sent to Angelo.
Nay, but it is not so.
It is no other. Show your wisdom, daughter, in your close patience.
Oh, I will to him and pluck out his eyes.
You shall not be admitted to his sight.
Unhappy Claudio. Wretched Isabel. Injurious world. Most damned Angelo.
This nor hurts him nor profits you a jot. Forbear it, therefore. Give your cause to heaven. Mark what I say, which you shall find by every syllable a faithful verity. The Duke comes home tomorrow. Nay, dry your eyes. One of our convent and his confessor gives me this instant. Already he hath carried notice to Aeschylus and Angelo, who do prepare to meet him at the gates, there to give up their power. If you can, pace your wisdom in that good path that I would wish it go, and you shall have your bosom on this wretch, grace of the Duke, revenges to your heart, and general honor.
I am directed by you.
This letter, then, to Friar Peter give. 'Tis that he sent me of the Duke's return. Say, by this token, I desire his company at Mariana's house tonight. Her cause and yours, I'll perfect him withal, and he shall bring you before the Duke. And to the head of Angelo, accuse him home and home. For my poor self, I am combined by a sacred vow and shall be absent. Wend you with this letter. Command these fretting waters from your eyes with a light heart. Trust not my holy order if I pervert your course. Who's here?
Good even. Friar, where's the provost?
Not within, sir.
Oh, pretty Isabella. I am pale at mine heart to see thine eyes so red. Thou must be patient. I am fain to dine and sup with water and bran. I dare not for my head fill my belly. One fruitful meal would set me to it. But they say the Duke will be here tomorrow. By my troth, Isabel, I love thy brother. If the old fantastical Duke of Dark Corners had been at home, he had lived.
Sir, the Duke is marvelous little beholding to your reports. But the best is, he lives not in them.
Friar, thou knowest not the Duke so well as I do. He's a better woodman than thou takest him for.
Well, you'll answer for this one day. Fare ye well.
Nay, tarry, I'll go along with thee. I can tell thee pretty tales of the Duke.
You have told me too many of him already, sir, if they be true. If not true, none were enough.
I was once before him for getting a wench with child.
Did you such a thing?
Yes, marry, did I. But I was fain to forswear it. They would else have married me to the rotten meddler.
Sir, your company is fairer than honest. Rest you well.
By my troth, I'll go with thee to Lane's End. If bawdy talk offends you, we'll have very little of it. Nay, friar, I am a kind of burr. I shall stick.